Welcome to Pep Talk with Bridget Kay.
This hour is presented by Mainstay Financial and Annalee Leonard, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Hi, this is Financial Advisor of the Year, Jim Brogan of Knoxville, Tennessee. You're listening to Winning with my good friend and colleague, Annalee Leonard.
You're listening to Winning with Annalee. Annalee is a retirement and estate planner, a member of the Ed Slott Master Elite IRA Advisor Group, as well as a sought-after speaker on such topics as income planning, 401k rollovers, and advanced IRA reduction strategies. When not working in her private practice, Annalee joins with other certified senior advisors to promote top-quality services to mature adults in the Pensacola area. Her goal is to help you prepare for and live comfortably in retirement. You can reach her office at 437-3127 or online at mainstaypensacola.com. Or call her now at 437-1620 on Winning with Annalee.
That's the truth.
That's the truth. Ooh, baby. Everyone's a winner. Good morning, Miss Bridget. Good morning, Mr. Bob.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Want to welcome everybody to Winning with Mainstay and Annalee and Bob. And here we are. We've made it through one more week of 2020 somehow. I saw something on Facebook the other day. It said, you know, we might as well just throw some candy out of the door, throw up a tree and say, okay, 2020's done.
Yeah.
I mean, this has been, I think in all the years I've ever lived, it is the most unusual year I have ever lived through. Just things happening that we thought wouldn't happen and other things happening that we thought we were way beyond. It's just amazing to me. But just wanted to let you know we are here for you. So call us if you'd like today, 437-1620, or text Bridget. We would love to hear from you and your thoughts, your opinions on things that are going on in this world, things that are happening financially. We, of course, do not have all the answers, but we've got a lot of answers for you. And the things that are within our field that we may not have an answer, we will get one. Because nobody knows everything. I don't know, Mr. Bob. Do you have you ever claimed that you know everything?
No. I think you're the only person I know that's come closest to making that claim.
Oh my gosh! No. There's a lot of gaps out there. But you know, I've been doing this a long, long time, and there's just a lot of stuff up in this brain.
Well, I'll tell you what I learned from you every day. So,
well, thank you, my friend. And that's mutual. I learned a lot of things from you, too, and from the world that you were dealing in. So let's talk a little bit today about something that is going to be happening because of the state that our country is in. Remember last week we were talking about taking care of someone who could need long-term care, aid, assistance, all those good things. And we're going to go back to that. But I want to pick up on something that's happening right now. I don't know if you heard it this morning, Bob, but on the national news, they pretty much, officially announced that our country is going into a recession. I don't think that's a surprise to anyone.
Right.
You know, we kind of knew that was coming. And what is the official definition? It's two quarters that we don't show any type of a gain or consistency in the gross domestic product. And we certainly have not seen that. Our job market is still way, way off. We still have businesses that are right on the threshold of deciding whether they're going to be able to stay open or have to close. That kind of uncertainty leads to a lot of things happening. And one of the things we have found that tends to happen during times like this is that companies will begin offering a lump sum buyout. Bob, you want to tell them a little bit about what that is and how that works?
It's usually in lieu of keeping people on. I mean, it's really a cost-cutting measure where they take a hit And let's face it, we have plenty of companies that are going to report no earnings. They're going to have a loss for the quarter. And, you know, a loss is a loss. So if you're going to have a loss, why not make it a bigger loss, get everything out of the way? Because the sooner you cut these costs and lump them into one quarter, the sooner you can report profits. And that's what makes stock prices go up, is reporting earnings. So there's a buyout, a buyout frenzy going on, where usually older employees that are making more money than people that can replace them are offered a buyout package, and that will include a lump sum, and also the lump sum can come in various forms. It can be an additional.
Well, wait, let's not go there yet. We're going to go there in just a minute. So let's just talk about what the buyout is. And some of you are very familiar with this because we have two of our larger companies here that have been offering buyouts for a couple of years now. And I've had a lot of people come in and say, should I take it? Should I not? We do an analysis on it. But technically, let's go back to what Bob is saying. That is exactly what a buyout is. The company is saying, all right, it's less expensive, even though it's going to cost me money. It's less expensive to pay you money now than keep you on the books for the next 5 to 6 years, depending on how soon a person planned on retiring. So what they normally will do is they come to you and say, all right, this is how much we're going to offer you. And sometimes they'll put some benefits on it. Most of the time they don't. And what we don't understand is that this is where companies save a tremendous amount of money. If they can let you go early, even though it costs them money, guess what they don't have to do for the next 5 or 6 years? They don't have to pay for your health insurance. They don't have to do matching on your 401k. They don't have to pay your unemployment benefits, which is very high cost to a business owner. So they're looking at long-term versus short-term. So a lot of people come in to me and they say, well, should I take it or not? Well, let's talk about some of the things that are happening now. As we know, there is a very low interest rate right now. Now, here's the dichotomy of a buyout. The lower the interest rates are presently, the higher the buyout tends to be. So if you're being offered a buyout by a major company right now, this is probably the largest amount you will ever be offered. So should you take it, should you not? Well, I think that's kind of where we've got to go now. So if let's take into consideration, number one, okay, I either stay with the company I'm in now, I refuse the buyout, which doesn't mean they still can't let you go in a few years. So you can say, okay, I refuse the buyout. So if somebody refuses the buyout, what do they have to think about, Bob, with the plan they're presently in, and that plan's sponsor? You know, well, we've got to go ahead.
Well, and one of the things I was going to say, and you made a great point, and we, of course, we want to look at this from the perspective of the employee who is considering it. But it is great to understand why they're doing it. And as you mentioned, not having to pay the health benefits going forward or whatever subsidy they contribute. Not paying their salary, of course. Not having to pay unemployment. Not having to make the 401k match. And the other one, a huge one, is a lot of times what they're doing, they're buying out your pension. And if they don't have that liability going forward, and not for 5 years, but we're talking about until the day you die for that employee, we're talking it could be 20, 30 years. So a lump sum lumped into one quarter returns them to profitability quicker and also increases the company's chances of profitability because they don't have that liability going forward. So, okay, that's enough from the company's perspective. And going to the employee, I think the biggest thing, if I were looking at that as an employee, I would take a look at a couple of things. My age, how my salary compares to other people performing comparable job functions, and the health of the company is huge because you can take that lump sum, go get another job. It doesn't prohibit you from being employed. It may prohibit you from going to a competitor for possibly 12 months by taking the buyout. But if, as an employee, what you want to look at is the health of your company, how you're, if you're highly compensated and they can replace you, and then, just going forward, well, and what the package entails. If it's a lump sum and it's a deal you cannot pass up, you absolutely have to take it. But that's a quantitative measure and something that you have to advise people on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing you've got to look at, and again, please, if you have a question, you want to make a comment, call us at 437-1620 or text Bridget, or call and talk to Bridget, and she'll relay your question if you don't want to be on air. Because I think a lot of you out there are going to be faced with this situation pretty soon. I've had several of my clients that have been faced with that recently. I think they're going to have another offer coming. And again, my advice to you now is because the interest rates are lower, you're going to get the highest buyout that you will ever have. So if you say, no, I'm going to stay with this company and I'm going to take their pension, here's what you've got to really look at with that company. How financially secure is that plan and that plan sponsor? Now, I'm going to tell you this from history. I've had people that many, many, many years ago were let go by what at that point was considered a major airline. One of those things, it wasn't never going to go away. It was too big to fail. Guess what it did? It failed. Okay? Look at some of the major companies right now. Think of all the people out there working for Hertz who all of a sudden has declared bankruptcy. What's going to happen to those people? What's going to happen to the people with all the JCPenney stores closing? So how financially stable is that company? Because here's what happens. If that company folds, there is a company called Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, PBGC, Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. So if you have not taken a buyout, your pension moves to PBGC. Now, this I'm telling you from experience. Getting in touch with those people, doing the paperwork for those people is an arduous task. Days, weeks. I've had a couple of them stretch into months before we could even get the paperwork done and completed. Then we had to get the pensions started. The other problem we're having is Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. They're experiencing severe financial difficulties. So, you know, they're saying, okay, we're taking over all these pensions and we're going to guarantee people their pensions. But if they're having difficulties, they're not going to be able to guarantee them. So it's kind of like what I call a double whammy in this situation. So you really, if you're offered a buyout, you want to look at how financially secure is the plan and the plan sponsor before you make a decision. Now, I know, Bob, you've had people come in like this that they cannot wait to get away from the company they're with. They don't want their money left with the company they're with. because they don't feel like they've been treated well. That is an emotional response. But, you know, like we said more than once, money is a very emotional thing. So if you distrust a company or you're not sure of their financial steadiness, maybe it's a good thing to get all the facts about moving that money that would be pension money, you know, later. You really got to think about it. And I would say, call us, call somebody. Don't make that decision on your own. You can call us at the office, 437-3127. And Kristen will gladly set up a time for Bob or I or both of us to sit and talk with you and see what you're being offered and figure out what you can do with it. So that's the first thing you got to look at. How financially secure is the plan? How financially secure is the plan sponsor? And sometimes all that takes is looking up that company's financials, that company stock, seeing what they've been doing, where they are. Are they threatening closures? Those are the things you want to do. Now, for the individual, Bob, what do we have to talk about there?
With the individual?
Yeah. You know, the company, well, the we got to look at how secure they are.
Exactly. Well, the individual needs to look at, you know, what other sources of income. Are they disciplined enough to take this lump sum and treat it the way they should? And that is, roll it over, park it, invest it, and to the extent you're able, depending on your age, leave it alone.
Let's go to one, Bob, before that. That's even more important. Let's talk about one that's even more important than the discipline. How's your health?
Your health.
How's your health? That's important. So if you've been to a physician and the physician says, listen, I hate to be the one to tell you, but your health is just really not good. If you live another year, 2 years, it's going to be a miracle. Well, okay, so what happens if you take the pension? Do you have a survivor benefit for your spouse? If not, if you take a payment and you pass away, does that mean it's gone? So how much money did you just let go of?
A great point. You can take a look, you know, you look at your own health, but if you're married and your spouse mm-hmm. is not healthy and you're both counting on the benefits and you're pre-65, you're not on Medicare yet, and you count on those benefits from your employer, the health insurance, and maybe it's not you, maybe it's your spouse, good grief, maybe it's one of your children. And you need that health plan that your employer has provided you, and possibly will going forward. But you've got to get down in the weeds on that.
You really do, and you have to understand the payout. Is the payout single? Is it joint? If it's joint, how much will go to the survivor? And normally, all of those payouts are for spouses only. So if you know you have a wife and let's say you collect your pension for 6 months and both of you die, that money is gone. So you've got to take that into consideration. So how is the health of both? Do you need the company health insurance? These are the things you have to consider before you do a buyout. Again, please, if you got a question, you want to make a comment, call us or text us at 437-1620. We'd love to be able to answer that for you. So after we look at your health, now we go to financial discipline, because that's our second aspect we have to go to. So with financial discipline, what are we looking at there, Bob? I mean, that has so many parts to it.
Well, we recently had somebody that did take a buyout, and mm-hmm. of course she was very financially disciplined. She looked at it. She looked at the numbers. Her age, I think she was 3 years away from that magical age of 65 when you mm-hmm. don't have to worry at least as much about your medical benefits. And and she ended up taking the buyouts, very disciplined individual, and knew also another component of this was they would cover her health insurance for 1 year, and at least the same contribution, the same provide the same subsidy, and she was able to keep that in place for 1 year. But she knew she had to go back to work for possibly 2 years, 18 months, to get to age 65. But, you know, you have to have a plan.
Right.
There are some people that are ill-equipped to have that sort of lump sum come into their hands. And I think that's another area where we can help educate and help, you know, put together some pro formas and show them how long it needs to last and how long it will last if you do if you roll it over and get it invested.
And that's the whole thing, if you do the right thing. So, and this is something where people have to be very cautious. I see it with people that get lump sums, that cash in their 401ks, that take payouts. This doesn't mean that you go out and buy the 30-foot yacht. This doesn't mean you go out and you buy yourself and your wife matching Maseratis. But people do this kind of stuff. It's amazing. I had people come to me here several years ago. They literally won a lottery, and they could have been set rest of their life. So they came in here to see me. We talked about options. We talked about things they can do. They left here, went to Louisiana to visit their children. The children talked them into giving vast sums of that money away to the children, buying luxury items that the children wanted. And guess what? Within 6 months, the money was 100% gone. So when I say stuff like buying matching Maseratis, I'm not kidding you. I think of a couple when I was in the Gulf Breeze office. They had a automobile accident. He got a settlement. Again, they could have lived the rest of their life on that settlement. Next thing I know, they're coming in. They had bought a brand new luxury automobile, paid cash for it. They had taken the entire family, not on one, not on two, not on three, but on four luxury cruises, the entire family, okay? They went out and paid cash for a new house. So guess what? By the time they came back to me, we had enough money to last maybe a couple of years. So this is what you can't do. And this is what Bob was saying about you've got to have a plan in place. All right, if you've got this much money, we can make you this much interest. This is how much you can take out every year and still have money till you're 100, 110. Now, if we have a really good year in the market and we get a lot of extra money and you want to skim some of that off the top and go play a little bit extra, well, that might be a good thing. But what you see is people taking this money, even when the market's down 30, 32%, they're going out taking another 20%. Guess what? They're down 50%. So if you're thinking about taking a buyout from a company, you've got to have discipline. You have to have, and Bridget knows it's my favorite word, you have to have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have a plan, that money is going to trickle through your fingertips. I promise you that. And it's gone before you even think it is. I mean, it's amazing to me. I know we're getting very, very close to the news now. And I mean, you know, you kind of wonder, I mean, what else can be in the news? Let's see, we have had a major virus. We have had a civil unrest. We've had a hurricane come through. We got it worse than Louisiana did. I mean, what can Mort come up with to beat all this?
He's he's just had a break this whole year, you know?
I know. I mean, gosh.
Absolutely nothing to cover. Absolutely
no.
Nothing.
No. I mean,
the
every
election.
Day you're...
Not to mention that. But it is time for us to check in with Mark. 850-437-1620. Give us a call or give us a text. We'll be back with Annalee right after this. What's going on, Mark?
Now, back to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Bridget Kay on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my
mind. Money on my mind.
And every time I step up in the building,
everybody's in go up.
And they say that.
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 Winning today.
All right, I just want you to know, Lance now knows how to dance.
I bet he does, after seeing you dancing around your office every week.
That's it. At 14 weeks old, the boy knows how to dance.
Oh, I can't wait to meet him in person.
Oh, my gosh. He is going today, this afternoon, for his first puppy training class. So it should be interesting. Because, you know, being a puppy, he is extremely hyper and has the attention span of a gnat at this point. You know, so it's going to be a lot of fun. I'll let y'all know how that goes on next week. Welcome back to Winning with Mainstay and Annalee and Bob. And we're here and we want to have your calls. We want to have your comments. We want to have your questions. 437-1620, whether it's what we're talking about or not. We will answer you as best that we possibly can. So just to kind of give a little synopsis, what we're talking about today is, should you take a lump sum buyout, yes or no? You're going to see more and more of those being offered now because of the downturn in our economy, because of companies feeling the strain. You're going to see more of these offered, and people often say, well, how can they do that? Why don't they just keep me? Believe me, in the long run, they wind up saving some money. You know, they're thinking on the side that you're going to live a very long time and they'll be paying a pension for years and years. You're looking at the side of, okay, I can control my own money better. I have discipline. I know what to do with it. I have a plan. But they're going to save money on things like your 401k matching and your unemployment tax that they pay and salary increases and all those things that tend to happen. So you're going to be seeing more of them because interest rates now are low. The buyouts are probably going to be the highest they will ever be in our lifetimes. So you want to look, if you decide to stay, how financially secure is the company, how financially secure is the plan that it's in, the plan sponsor. You want to take into consideration your health. If you're in really bad health, take the dad blasted lump sum. If not, you're just going to leave it behind. Look at your financial discipline. If you get money, are you going to go out and just blow it? That's bad. That's very, very bad. And if you're not disciplined enough, then get a plan in place. And I don't know about you, Bob, but what I've done several times with some of my clients that have money, you know, they're concerned about the kids coming and asking for money. So the rule is this. And, you know, if the kids come ask them for money, the kids have got to come to me and explain to me why they want it and what the payback plan is. And you know what? It stops it.
I know. And you shut that down, don't you?
It stops it. It's like, boom, all of a sudden the kids don't need any more money. You know, and it's like, isn't it amazing?
Yes, it is. It is. And it's one of the things that, you know, we can offer to clients, you know, hey, we'll be the bad guy. We'll sit across the table and say, you can't do that. You can blame us. Annalee, one of the things I did want to clarify at the beginning of the show, we started talking about a recession. And,
yes.
You know, just to you know, not define that for our listeners, but, you know, we talk about a recession and it sounds so horrible and, you know, just, you know, these are going to be such lean times and everything. And the definition of a recession is just, I think it's two quarters of a downturn in the economy, and I think it's measured with by GDP. That is a very small barrier. That's a very and for example, and I was looking it up one time. I think we have a recession on average, and again, this is on average, once out of every 4 years. I think we've had 33 recessions in, you know, the last 100 years or 120 years. It's just not, you know, we have them all the time because it's just two quarters of the economy experiencing a downturn. And let's face it, the first quarter was a downturn, and we're going to have another, you know, in the second quarter. So the good news is, was the jobs report. I believe they were reporting or expecting, our professionals, the economists, were expecting 8 million jobs and a loss of 8 million jobs to be reported. And there was actually a gain in the quarter of 2.5 million. And that's what really, you know, sent the market, you know, higher and higher. Incredibly, the market over the last 10 days is up about 10%. That's amazing.
Yeah,
it's down today.
It's a crazy market.
We don't want to paint the picture of every employee out there having you know, days of doom and gloom in their company.
Oh no, no,
because we are kind of coming out of that, and we don't want everybody sitting at their desk or performing their job and thinking they're going to get called down to HR to take a look at a buyout. But they are going to happen. They are going to happen, and
they will.
It's part of corporate America.
Yeah, and it's not going to be across the board. You're right with that, Bob. It's not going to be across the board. You've got a lot of companies out there that are still extremely stable, and it's like everything. Anytime we have something like this where one part of the economy depletes, another part of the economy goes up unbelievably.
Right.
I wanted to just to get some stones done on one side of my house. So I called some landscapers. Well, I started calling them in May. Nobody could even come talk to me till July. So their business is way up because people are home. Tech businesses are up right now. Research businesses are up right now. But it's just so people are aware, this is going to be happening. We're going to see an increase of that. And if you do have that offer, call us or call somebody. My office number is 437-3127. You can talk to Kristen. She could set up a time for you to come and talk to us. If you have a question today, call us at 437-1620 or text Bridget. She loves that. Or if you don't want to be on the radio, call and ask Bridget and she'll relay the question. Bridget is not shy.
I'm not.
No, you're not. So let's go back to if you are offered that lump sum. One of the things you really have to think about that has a huge effect is the tax implication. So if I am Mr. Employer and I go to Bob, who is Mr. Employee, and I say, okay, Bob, I'm offering you a $300,000 buyout or $200,000 buyout, whatever it is, do you want it? What is the one thing you definitely don't want to do? You don't want to have
that money. Right. You don't want to take that money or at least realize all of the income all at once. And if it's, you know, if it's IRA rollover eligible, great. Do that. There's no tax implications. And if they're offering something that is not, of course, you want to take it over a period of time. It's going to be one or the other.
It's going to be one or the other. But the last thing you want to do is have them write a check to you. because right. that's a lot of tax that has to be paid at one time. Now, the same thing if you take the pension each month, that amount is fully taxable. If you do the rollover situation, as Bob said, that goes into IRA money and that stays tax deferred. And that's where you want to make sure you're working with people who are accustomed to doing this and do this daily. Because if you don't do this correctly, there can be a big tax implication. So you want people that do this and have back office backup, which is why I've been a Master Elite IRA advisor with Ed Slott now for 10 years. Because if I'm not right. sure, I've got a back office of right at 50 CPAs to back me up and give me the correct answer. So that's what you want. You want to make sure, you know, don't go trust this to somebody who's never done this kind of thing or is not sure. You want this to be done correctly. And then you decide how that money's going to come out or if you're going to defer it until you have to take your required minimum distribution, which now is not till the age of 72. Because let's kind of go back to something Bob was talking about before, you know, and I see a lot of my people, they come in, they're in their 60s, they're getting offered these packages, they're getting a buyout, and they say, well, what am I going to do? Nobody's going to want me. Oh, contraire. I have clients now that are consultants who are making more money now than they did when they were employed. You got a world of knowledge in your head. People want it. They'll pay you to go to work 20 hours a week.
And working less. And
working less.
No, I'm not going to say 9 times out of 10, but most of the time, almost always, and I can say really always, if it's a big company, it's going to be it is going to be rollover eligible. It's going to be defined benefit plan benefit, and you're going to be able to roll it over and not recognize the income immediately. If it's a smaller
right.
company and they want to keep you on during a transition, and or maybe you know move your accounts and you know teach the young one, you know the younger person they hired to take your place, then you know they may want to keep you on at a salary for a year or two, and
mm-hmm.
And of course that's you're going to pay taxes on that just like as if you were working, but most of the time
right.
it's going to be a defined benefit and rollover eligible.
Right, and the other thing I want people to think about besides consulting is part-time jobs. There are a lot of those things available. I've had a lot of people start at whole entirely new careers. One of my retirees has moved from here. She now lives in Arizona and started a whole new career. She is now a professional photographer. She always loved it. She went into it. I'm not going to tell you she's making a fortune, but she's making a nice income going out taking pictures, which is something she loves to do. You know, just don't ever get that thing in your mind that you're too old to do anything. Today's world, I don't think that there truly is any such thing. So think of all of your options. Think of all of the options that are out there because there are quite a few of them. So understand the implication.
Yeah, I know.
They're trying
to make their radio thoughts.
Yeah. I think Jolie is saying she did a rollover with her puppy pension.
It's our listener
yeah.
question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a different kind of rollover.
Oh, gosh. I know. Bella's barking at something, so, of course, now they're all started. Okay, and the last thing we've got to talk about on these, if you're offered a buyout, if you are married, the spouse must consent to the rollover because all of those plans are protected by what's called the ERISA ruling, and those plans were put in place years and years ago to do guess what? Protect the spouse.
We do have a text message question. I'm sorry to interrupt you,
yes.
but I want to make sure
no,
we get to
ahead.
It. This listener said, Bob talked about the national recession. With all of the federal payroll we have in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, how does he feel about an economic recession within our own community?
I would say we probably feel it a little more because of our dependency on tourism. And let's face it, that got shut down. Certainly sometime in March it was shut down. It's coming back, and my understanding is it's going gangbusters. And you know, we talk about the beach, but, you know, just everywhere. I think a lot of tourists are coming to Pensacola because it's a charming, old, historic city.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to widen our coverage when we're talking about tourism in this area. But I would say we felt it more, but I think it has bounced back. I mean, tourism bounces back quickly. I don't think other industries do. But it's not just hotels, it's restaurants. It's
right.
People going, you know what they do. Those people staying out of the condos, you see them at that Publix in Gulf Breeze. You see them, loading up at the Walmart and everywhere else, and they're grabbing everything,
mm-hmm.
beach chairs
mm-hmm.
and, food, beverages, everything. But
yeah.
I believe our economy was hit hard towards the end of the first quarter and, through most of this quarter. But I think it's back in a big way. What are your thoughts about that, Annalie?
Well, I think
our local economy.
Yeah, when we're looking at that, in the tourism aspect, I think for a smaller city, comparatively speaking to some of the other larger metropolitan areas around us, we've got a couple of really nice advantages. We have the beach. We have some extremely good restaurants. I have clients that live in Alabama. And, we have a Mobile office, and they will very often, when we give them the choice, do you want to meet us in the Alabama office? Do you want to come to the Pensacola office? They will come here because they want to go to our shopping center, and they have restaurants that they want to go in eat and enjoy. So that has been a big draw for us. And like you said, the downtown area is so historic. It's so beautiful. So, not just the tourism thinking of the beach and the hotels, but we've got to think of our restaurants that lost a lot of money coming in, all the people that worked for them that were out of work for a while. I think we were hit very hard, more so than some of the areas that the basic economy continued, because maybe they are manufacturing or they are places where you've got locations for things like Amazon shipping, whatever, because none of that slowed down. That continued. But I think we kind of got a double whammy because we do depend upon people to come in here. I think our local people did a lot to help those businesses survive, and not thrive, but survive. And it's going to take
right.
a little while for them to catch up. Now, again,
right.
the good thing, we do have a lot of military. We do have a lot of retired government. So those people didn't lose pay. Those people kept the economy going. So, while we had some negatives, we had some very strong positives. The hospitals stayed working. Our biggest industries here are the hospitals, the military, and tourism. That's our three. So two of those maintain. The government,
right.
people maintain, the hospitals maintain, the tourism, which, and when I say tourism, I lump the restaurants in there, they hurt. So did we go through something? Yes, we did. Are we coming back? Yes, we are. How long is it going to take? I don't know. Do I think we're going to lose some of our small businesses? Probably. And that's sad. That's sad.
Yes. Yeah, I think it is sad, and that's why we all try to support our local proprietors, our local businesses. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that was brought to my attention is, how about all of these call centers across the country? And I'm talking about, we have family in Nashville and Denver. My daughter works at a very large Fortune 500 call center, and she's never going back to work. They've got her set up at home, and not only mm-hmm. her, but almost everybody. So I'm just thinking of all this corporate office space that is empty, and I'm sure they're still paying on their leases, but I'm not so sure they're going to renew those leases. And I think we're just going to have a lot of office space available, and certainly here in Pensacola, we could possibly see some of that with some of the employers. But you know, that's a great question to ask Rick Harper out at the Haas Center at mm-hmm. UWF, and you know, he'd probably have about a 15 to 20 minute answer. You know, it's so interesting, the local economy versus the big cities or anywhere else in the country.
Let's do this, Bob. Why don't you call him and see if he would agree to come on the show and talk to everybody? He doesn't have to be with us the full hour if he doesn't want to. But let's see if he'll come on and give us some ideas of what he thinks, because he's got all the numbers. He's got his fingers on the pulse as such. And let's see if we can get him on and further answer that question. But that's a great question, and I thank you for that. But I think because of the military, the government, the hospitals, we stayed a lot stronger than some other areas did. Like, I talked to my relatives in Louisiana in Little Morgan City. I mean, they're just folding in on themselves because they don't have anything anymore. It's sad to see those places taking that big of a hit, you know?
Yeah, you want to see a recession locally? Yeah, that's after a hurricane hits, when everything is really not going to, when everything comes to a standstill for a year, maybe two. That's when we get hit hard, literally, right?
Yes. We do. And please, all the powers that be, don't make us go through one this year. We came close enough this weekend.
We're only like 8 days into hurricane season. So yeah. I'm really good.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, when everybody kept saying, oh, it's going to be a little bit of thing, it's not going to do anything. And we got more rain and wind than they did where it hit almost. It's just amazing. Mm. So I don't know. It's,
2020 is a wild ride.
The wild ride. So I hope that answered the question of the person that texted, and we will see about getting one of the experts on to talk to us a little bit, because I'd like to have an opinion from someone else who is in this on a more daily basis also. But the thing we want you to know is that we are here. We are here to take your appointments. Call us at 437-3127. We will be glad to help you in any way that we can. And, you know, our motto has always been, since we have been Mainstay Financial, is the fact that we are here to keep you on course for your retirement. We're here to help you get through the rough water. That's what we're doing with our clients now. We're helping them get through the turbulence, through the rough water, going on, keeping that mindset of this is where we're going, not getting in a panic mode, preventing you from having to bail out. That's what we are here to do. So if we can help you, please, please give us a call. In the meantime, go out, say please, say thank you. Smile at somebody. We all need it, and we really, really will make it a wonderful world. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.